Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
All right, here we go. Brand new Flyers Daily for the 10th day of October. Just a couple of days to the NHL season begins. Can you believe it? We've been counting down since, I think, June here on the podcast. And finally, we're right there. We're knocking on the door of the 23-24 season. And yesterday, final rosters were due to the league. You had to get compliant in the NHL. Cap compliant, roster compliant, whatever you want to call it. Now, I think we make a bigger deal out of what took place yesterday at 5 p.m., not only for the Flyers, but every team around the league. Nothing that happened yesterday means things are etched in stone. Yeah, some guys have to pass through waivers that aren't waiver exempt, like Wade Allison and guys all over the league. But look, it's symbolic, the opening night roster. And it's, you know, symbolic. It's one of those things you shoot for when you enter camp, especially as a young player. I can imagine that Emile Andre said, my goal when I go to training camp this year is to make the Flyers, not to be sent down to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms and get called up. His goal was to make the Flyers. I'm sure Bobby Brink said the same thing. I'm sure Tyson Forster said the same thing last year and this year. So it is symbolic. So here is who is on the active 23-man roster. Here's the forwards. Cam Atkinson, Bobby Brink, Noah Cates, Sean Couturier, Nick Delorier, Joel Farabee, Tyson Forster, Morgan Frost, Garnet Hathaway, Travis Konechny, Scott Laughton, Ryan Poehling, and Owen Tippett. There's 13 forwards there, so one would have to come out of the lineup to run three or four full lines, 12 forwards. Who would that be? We'll decide that at a later date. Defensemen that they've kept eight. Emile Andre, Travis Sanheim, Nick Seeler, Mark Stahl, Sean Walker, Cam York, and Igor Zamula. And they've kept three goaltenders. You're going, how the heck do they keep three goaltenders? So they kept Carter Hart, Sam Harrison, who's going to be our guest in just a minute or so, and Felix Sandstrom. Now, they listed defenseman Ryan Ellis and Rasmus Ristolainen on injured reserve. That's not LTIR for Ryan Ellis, and it's not LTIR for Rasmus Ristolainen. It's injured reserve. So it opened up that roster spot to be able to do that. Look, it's likely this week they'll send Felix Sandstrom down. Maybe they didn't want to send him down right now to see what other teams in the NHL try and solve their goaltending problem with the initial wave on the waiver wire, pardon the pun, and they can try and sneak him down at a different date. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll see if those 23 players that I just mentioned are the same active 23 player contracts come Thursday night when the Flyers take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, we do know that Rasmus Ristolainen missed the last preseason game. He was supposed to play that night. Emile Andre came in for him because he's, as John Tortorella termed it, he was nicked up, so he didn't play. So we'll see where this goes with Rasmus Ristolainen, if he'll be available Thursday, if this is, you know, he is nicked up and they can list him as on IR. Not sure how long he has to be out or any of those details, but we'll probably find those out today when practice resumes and preparations for the opener begin at the Flyers Training Center. Also today, Tuesday, I'll be talking with John Tortorella, probably for our episode on Thursday. We're going to talk some hockey. We're going to talk some Hounds. We're going to talk how you can help with the PSPCA and much more. That'll be coming up on Thursday's episode. And we got a really sweeping discussion that we'll get into that I'll have with him later today. And you guys will hear coming up in the next day or so. But let's get to our feature interview in this episode. Now, Sam Harrison's a guy who came in last year and really impressed. And Sam Harrison the year prior, you know, it really hard. We look at goaltenders and we look at, you know, NHL prospects around the same age as Sam Harrison, and we look at development that's been interrupted by the pandemic. Sam Harrison was taken in the 2018 NHL draft in the fifth round, 143rd overall. And that was right in the window of his development, like it was for other players like Joel Farabee, or, you know, you look at guys like Tyson Forster to some extent, Morgan Frost, players in that window, key developmental years that there was a lot of uncertainty. Now, Sam Harrison in the 21-22 season only played 5 games. The most games he ever played prior to that was 42 back in Brinas in the SHL. But he but he played five games in 21-22. Then last year, in 22-23, he played 42 games for the Phantoms and 12 games for the Flyers. Also played three playoff games as well. So 45 games for the Phantoms, 57 hockey games last year. Carter Hart played 55. Comes in this year, he wins the backup job. So let's get to the Flyers goaltender. It is my conversation with Sam Ayerson.
We're with Flyers goaltender Sam Ayerson. First of all, congratulations to make the team out of camp. I'm sure it's something that you had in your mind heading into it that you wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, obviously it's what I've been working for all summer. I want to show that I deserve to be up here and that I can help this team win some games.
Sam, last year you played a ton of hockey. How did you unplug from all that? Because you played up here last year, had a good experience here, played a lot of games for the Phantoms, including the playoffs. How did you unplug from all of it and look back on it?
Yeah, obviously, I think coming into that season, I was from being out a whole year and then not playing any games to playing a lot of games. It was a big shift for me. That was something I wanted to do. I knew I had to get as many games under me as I could. So, but it definitely took a toll, maybe more mentally than physically. So after the season, you just gotta take a couple weeks and relax and not think about hockey for a while, which was nice, and I had a great summer being able to refuel and recharge and getting here with tons of in good shape and in good shape mentally as well.
One of the things that happened this summer that I'm sure helped mentally was the contract extension. It didn't have to be done now, but to get it done early, I imagine, provides you a ton of peace of mind and lets you just concentrate on hockey.
Yeah, exactly. I knew this is where I want to be. I mean, I got drafted here, and I have loved every second since coming over here. So, and I was really happy getting the deal in place this summer already. It's like you said, it helps me just being able to focus on hockey and not having any other distractions around me.
How do you stay sharp? You know, I've talked quite a bit about, you know, the mentality of the goalie. Most practices are not going to be designed for the goalies. And especially when you get into the season, there's not going to be a lot of scrimmages or those things. How do you stay sharp if you're not playing, you know, every night? You're listed as the backup. So to stay sharp and be able to deliver quality starts is a difficult thing to do. How do you approach that situation?
I've been
asking in a couple months.
Yeah. I've been here before in this type of situation going in to season as a backup, but obviously that's not where my mindset is at. I know I'm a goalie who wants to play games and I want to help the team win, so my goal is just to think about how I can put myself in the position to win and help the team as much as I can, and that will allow myself to maybe earn some more playing time. And I have no excuses. If I don't play for a while, I'll be ready physically and mentally. So just come in with tons of energy and just also take the time now in practice to maybe put in that extra work, put in work into details if I'm not playing for a couple of days.
Sam, one of the things you get in last year, you play in the NHL. Getting that awareness of what it feels like to play in the best league in the world takes you into your off season. Just what you were able to take away from last year playing for the Flyers, I imagine, was a huge element going into your training and just preparation for the season.
Yeah, definitely. I came home and I really thought I was very motivated heading into this off season, and it helped me putting in the work that I needed, and also knowing kind of what to expect, the level of these guys, how good the this league is and the teams are. So I think I come more prepared into this season, both with the work I've been able to put in, but also knowing kind of the challenge I have in front of me.
What's the biggest thing that you took away? Is it just the execution on every play you know, they can get pucks to you and execute backdoor and lateral plays and all that so much just more to perfection.
Yeah, I mean, it's teams are so good. They the speed that the plays happen, and also the amount of times they look for that extra play, which is these players are so good. They might have an open shot, but still look for a pass. So that's something you have to know, and definitely forces you to work on your patience and being able to hold your edges for all the opportunities that can.
I imagine you got to just look off puck a ton, because as a goalie, you're probably going, just shoot the puck already. like just come on. You had an open shot, take it.
I mean, yeah, it's it forces you to really know what's going on around you. It's you got to put yourself in a position that you can try to anticipate plays as well as you can. So it's fun though. It's the best league in the world. It's a great challenge for me, and I'm enjoying it.
Sam, congrats on winning the job, and appreciate it. We'll be talking this season. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Great to catch up with Sam Harrison and talk some goaltending, and talk about his off season after playing 45 games last year. Well, more than that, 57 total games last year. It's a lot of hockey. Great to talk to Sam, and best of luck to him this season and the Flyers goaltending. You know, organizationally, when you look at Sam Harrison, Carter Hart, you look at Felix Sandstrom, you look into Carson Bjarnason, who was in a camp, Kolasov, who's having just an unbelievable year, goaltender of the month in the KHL. They drafted another Russian goaltender. But the organizational depth at the goaltending position is stronger than I ever remember it. Now, not all of those guys are going to turn into number one NHL goalies, but there's a lot of high pedigree there. And that is always a good thing to have for what I deem as the most important position in sport. Not the most important position in hockey, the most important position in sport. More important than the quarterback. You know why? Goaltender never leaves the field of play. Quarterback leaves the field of play while his defense goes out there. Then the quarterback hangs out, drinks some water, watches the iPad, talks to his coaches, talks to his offensive line, then he goes back on the field. Goaltender never leaves. So that's my reasoning, and I have more reasoning why, but we're not going to get into it now. But everybody, thanks for listening. Tomorrow will be one day away, and we'll have John Tortorella coming up on Thursday. So everybody, have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a brand new Flyers Daily.